Grace and peace to you on this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday that we rejoice. It's going to happen because God's involved. Take off your mourning clothes. Change out of the black dress. Brush off the ashes upon your head. Here is a new robe. All of God's children have a new robe to wear. Here's a bright headdress. When God acts, you will be changed. It's going to happen because God's involved. The day of the Lord is when all accounts are zeroed out. Think of it. What you thought were pluses, zeroed out. What you thought were minuses, zeroed out. The day of the Lord, the day of Jubilee, happens once every 50 years. When all debts are wiped out, all wealth is wiped out as well. That's the day of the Lord, the great equalizer. God's children, fresh out of exile, now back in Zion, are demoralized. It's not going well for them. And the prophet has an important announcement from God saying, brush off the ashes of grief and put on a garland, a new headdress. Take off the old sackclothes and put on a new robe of righteousness. Know who you are. You're God's people. Get up. Start moving. Church, you know what it's like. Unilu has been through a time of mourning. You said goodbye to a pastor who was with you for 15 years. You've seen a time of grieving. You said goodbye to former pastors, dear mentors, who are now among the communion of saints. You've seen a time of anxiety about your future. How does your present pastor fit in? And what about his discernment? And what about your discernment? Factions have arisen, naturally. How will you navigate all those opinions present in the congregation? The doom and gloom clouds are circling. The darkness encroaches. It's scary. But this happens in every church going through a change. My goodness, this happens in every time and place when groups of all kinds of people go through change. But church, we have a God who loves us, really. The prophet in Isaiah 61 announces our God and announces what our God does. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, says the prophet, because the Lord has anointed me. The Lord sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. When God acts, good things happen. The light literally breaks into the darkness, giving us a glimpse of God's glory to come. We need to stand up and wear God's glory. Say no to the doom and gloom. Shine God's light into our darkness. On a Sunday when Isaiah 61 is read, the old African-American spiritual, "I Got a Robe," reminds us of God's people breaking into the silence of a world that was terribly unjust, the world of slavery. You may know the spiritual. I got a robe, you got a robe, all of God's children got a robe. The song broke open the dominant story that one kind of people could be masters over another kind. But all God's children got a robe. It's the day of the Lord when all accounts are zeroed out. The spiritual was sung in the moments of darkness to give witness to the promise of the light. But here's the rub and the beautiful irony. All of God's children already have a new robe and are leaning into the future when that equality can be realized. It's not unlike what our protest chaplains were about, having been a witness to and during the months of Occupy Boston, wearing their white robes, reminding all boldly that in spite of all the inequalities among us, all of God's children got a robe, the 1% and the 99%. As we meet following worship for our first Conversations with the Beloved Community, a title taken from Martin Luther King Jr., remember, you all got a robe. All of God's children got a robe. Yes, there are many opinions among you. Some voices are louder than others. There are inequities, even here. But the day of the Lord's favor zeroes out all the pluses and minuses. Here, we all got the same robes. And yes, it's tempting to think you already know what the answer should be for God's future at UniLU. But it's God's light showing you the way, not your own. And it is okay to brush off the ashes. It is okay to blow away the dark clouds of doom and gloom. It's okay to put on the festival headdress, the garland, the candles of light, and stand and rejoice, for your light has come. It's a new day. For the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up. And all God's people say, Amen.